after the ball. Somewhere above the building, whose flake-painted sign read, Myron's Ballroom, the lights flickered as if to go out, and a small orchestra of truly fragile size played Goodnight Ladies, and there was a murmur of regret, and then a chorus of conversation, and the rustle of bodies and shuffle of feet, as shadows moved toward exits, and the orchestra stopped, and half the lights blinked and went out completely. After a moment, a side door opened below, and the five, or was it six, musicians emerged, carrying their now heavy instruments, and loped to the only visible cars as if to avoid the larger flood of people talking and laughing, coming down the main staircase to the pavement. By the time the ballroom dancers, for that is what they were, touched ground by the dozens, and finally 100 in all, 60 old women and an almost similar number of old men, the musicians' cars had long since sped off into the night, with high fog above and a low fog coming in from the sea. Roughly 30 of the celebrants lined up on the south side of the street, awaiting rides on the inbound electric trolley, while the rest, somehow much louder and more jolly, waited across for the larger, big-train-sized trolley that would charge and bang them off toward the Pacific Ocean shore. Lined up and beginning to shiver in the late-night, always familiar California air, it had been 85 degrees at noon, the men cursed while the ladies in flower-print evening gowns peered down the tracks embedded in asphalt, as if staring would bring locomotion, which, miraculously, it did. "There, see?" cried the ladies.
"I'll be damned," said the men.
And all the while, not looking at each other,